Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. You can call me Simon. It's March 13th, and this is my audio boot audio blog. What I heard this morning on some booze, that Posterous had been acquired by Twitter, I immediately thought about it in the context of some of the other acquisitions that have occurred in recent times. For instance, FriendFeed. Do you remember FriendFeed? That amazing competitor to Twitter. That got bought by Facebook, and the talent from FriendFeed was absorbed into the Facebook website, and FriendFeed obviously then, I think it's still going, but it's withering on the vine, shall we say, and the talent has been absorbed into Facebook. They obviously decided that they wanted the talent. I also think about when Facebook didn't buy Foursquare. There they've decided they don't actually need the talent, they can build it with the talent they have in-house, or they can recruit talent that can build the same thing. I'm thinking about when Apple bought that music service. What were they called now? There was a music streaming subscription service that Apple bought and promptly shut down and took the talent in-house to build the product they wanted, which I guess is what turned into iTunes in the cloud. So again, they're not buying the product, they're buying the staff because they think they need the staff. They think they've got the talent that they need to bring in-house to develop their product. And I'm thinking of when Twitter bought TweetDeck, and when Twitter bought Tweety. Again, bringing in the talent so they can, and so that the to get the right talent in their company, not because they wanted the product. So it was no surprise to me at all when Acrobat and Sayre both read out the story, the official line from Twitter, which makes it very clear that Posterous is a dead product, and the staff, they just wanted the staff. I mean, it was obvious, even when I was just before I even heard that from Acrobat and Sayre, that little inflection point in my head said, well, okay, could Twitter build something like Posterous without the Posterous, you know, do they need the Posterous brand in order to get a leg up into that market? No. Do they need the Posterous IP in order to build something like that? No, they don't need that either. So it was obvious that they were going to throw away Posterous itself, which can only mean that they want the staff. So yes, so when I heard Acrobat read the blog post out from Twitter themselves, it all was confirmed. So sadly, SawyerGB, with his optimistic view of the world, that shall not come to pass. So it was interesting to hear Sayre and her concerns about, well, what's she going to do with all her Posterous blogs? Because, yes, the writing is on the wall. In this case, not a Facebook wall. What's she going to do about it? And it just brings me back to that whole thing I was trying to talk about the Facebookization of Audioboo. And I'm trying to put it in context, because Sayre is now talking about, well, oh bugger, we've all been enjoying Posterous to create our and to host our content in a nice timeline and searchable and all that stuff, and there's a danger that that's all going to go away and all my content is going to lose that structure, and I may even lose some of the content itself. And that's exactly the picture I was trying to paint about Audioboo. It's exactly the situation that has been seen by all the people who were podcasting on Mevio that have now been discontinued, and their content is no longer welcome to be hosted there, there's a real danger. If you're building something, if you're building a blog of some kind or any kind of website, web presence, service, whatever, and you're building it on top of someone else's infrastructure, you're at risk. You are at risk. And to me, if you're building something on top of someone's infrastructure and you're not paying them anything for it, and they're not even offering to let you pay them for it, you're at risk. Because if they're not going to be paid for by you, if they're not looking to fund themselves through people like you, then you're not in control of them. You haven't got any control over them if you can't take your money elsewhere, because you're not giving them any money in the first place. So it's definitely a nervous, a dangerous situation to be in, to build something on a free service. So when I use Audioboo, all the stuff that I really value, I mean, I really value Audioboo and all the comments and all the connections I've made with people and all that stuff. If that all went away, that would be a big loss. But I would be able to find those people again. We'd be able to reunite on a different service. And, yeah, okay, the comments will be lost. But, but the connections could still be there. But the actual content itself, all the boos I've uploaded over the last 3 years... a lot of them would go away, wouldn't they? Because I haven't downloaded them automatically. Now, there are a few, like, you know, for instance, the songs that I've made, where obviously I've got copies of those elsewhere, and I wouldn't want to lose those, because I've put a lot of work into those. some more than others. But they're the boos themselves. But back to the question... Sorry, so let me just finish off that thought. So we have to be mindful of that, and that's why I'm so concerned about the future of Audioboo and the Facebookization futures, that either they get bought out by someone because their talent is needed in that other company and then the service gets shut down, or they have to compete against these companies to get the money to survive and to try and gain the market share to survive, and then they Facebookize themselves. Those are the things I fear. But anyway, back to the predicament at the moment for Posterous users. A lot of people, you know, I was involved in podcasting back in the early days, and I haven't been doing it recently. But the whole thing about building your blog on someone else's platform or building your podcast on someone else's platform, people quickly learned that actually that wasn't really the best thing to do. Yeah, building your online presence based on a URL that someone else owns. You know, I in my Slam Idol podcast episodes, I did not give out the address slamidol.mevio.com or slamidol.btpodshow.com. I gave out slamidol.com because that's my domain name and I'm paying for it, so there's a lot more chance that I'm going to keep hold of it, even if Mevio goes away or decides that they don't want to host my content anymore. My investment is in my domain name, and I point my domain name at a software package that I control as well. So unlike building on Blogspot, for instance, or on Mevio.com, their blogging system, no, we all built our own little WordPress ones where we installed it on our own server, our own shared server, that we're individually paying for. Sorry, we're not sharing it between each other. I'm buying it from a hosting company, and I'm not paying for a dedicated server. I'm paying for a share of a server, but that's my share, and I'm paying for it. And I've got WordPress installed on there, and that's where my blog sits. And nobody's going to take that away from me. Even if WordPress goes belly up, the software will still work. And even if the hosting company goes belly up, I can back up my database and I can reinstall WordPress somewhere else. Even if they both go belly up, I've still got my backup and I've still got my installer for installing WordPress. So I'm not then reliant. So the question is, how would you get your Posterous stuff out of Posterous and into WordPress? And the answer is using the WordPress importer for Posterous. Or should I say that they're around the Postbook Posterous importer for WordPress? Anyway, I'll include a link to the page on WordPress where they tell you about how to import your Posterous blog into WordPress. But no doubt there are many, many plugins and tools available to import your Posterous blog into another platform, like a self-hosted a self-hosted WordPress blog. But I'm sure there are equally other tools for all the other blogging platforms. And there will probably be even more, now that this news is broken, there will be even more people offering ways for you to import from Posterous into other blogging platforms. So there we are, there is light at the end of the tunnel, but I'm hoping that there's a lesson learned for people out there about not being too reliant upon anyone else's service, especially if you're not paying them to deliver that service for you. There we go. Thanks everyone for listening. Toodle-boo.